That's going to be... Oh, I'm not sure about that. So, the way we eventually solved the problem, or gradually solved the problem, was that the amount of pre-recorded speech just got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. We just did another 2-hour recording session this morning. We've now got something like 16 hours of little conversational snippets, little phrases, sentences, half-sentences, and all the things the machine puts together on the fly in response to what you type in. For a long time, it wasn't working very well. It was stupid, and they didn't understand what the fuck it was saying. And now, just really in the last 2 or 3 weeks, it started to come together, and it started to be spooky. People come in and say, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, I don't see how this is going to work. How about if you ask it this?" And they do, and their jaw drops. It's just wonderful. People come in and spend hours just sitting, locked in conversation with these characters. I hasten to add that with the 16 hours of dialogue, it was a small team of us who wrote it. I did part of the dialogue writing, and other people did some, and we all pulled it together. It's pretty remarkable when it works. You suddenly have this populated world. Very strange, damaged robots crawling around the place, all of whom have a wide range of opinions and attitudes and ideas and strange histories, and know about some entirely unexpected things. You can engage them all in conversation. The Onion. Do you feel concerned that after all this work, people won't treat it with the gravity of, say, a movie or a book? That they won't treat it as an art form? Douglas. I hope that's the case, yes. I get very worried about this idea of art. I've been trying to... Having been an English literary graduate, I've been trying to avoid the idea of doing art ever since. I think the idea of art kills creativity. That was one of the reasons I really wanted to go and do a CD-ROM, because nobody will take it seriously, and therefore you can sneak under the fence with lots of good stuff. It's funny how often it happens. I guess when the novel started, most early novels were just sort of pornography. Apparently most media actually started as pornography and sort of grew from there. This is not a pornographic CD-ROM, I hasten to add. Before 1962, everybody thought pop music was sort of... Nobody would have ever remotely called it art. And then somebody comes along and is just so incredibly creative in it, just because they love it to bits and think it's the greatest fun you can possibly have. And within a few years you've got Sergeant Pepper's and so on, and everybody's calling it art. I think media are at their most interesting before anybody's thought of calling them art, when people still think they're just a load of junk. The Onion. But say, 20 years from now, would you like to be recognized as one of the earliest practitioners of CD-ROM as art? Douglas. Well, I would just like a lot of people to have bought it. One, for the extremely obvious reason, but the other is that if it's popular and people really like it and have fun with it, you feel you've done a good job. And if somebody wants to come along and say, "Oh, it's art," well, that's